Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Hello, my friends all over the world. This is ET First Contact Radio with your host Martin Horst, and I bring you the latest galactic news 3 times a week. And it is an amazing time to be alive because Stephen Bassett is my guest, and Stephen Bassett, the founder of the Paradigm Research Group and the initiator and the planner of the Citizens Hearing on Disclosure, and now the tweet storm on Washington, D.C. He's my honored guest, and he and I and many other people are doing our best to get as many tweets as possible to the members of Congress so that they open the box and watch the DVDs from the citizens' hearing and organize a new hearing that has never happened since 1968. So, Stephen, my friend, tell me what's going on at the moment.
Well, there's much going on, Martin, in the United States. Politics is crazy as usual. And we have a project we'll be talking about is underway. But before I get into that, I want to take just a moment. As you know, I recently did a speaking tour of Europe, 11 lectures in 9 cities, 7 countries, including the Netherlands. And I wanted to thank the people who hosted me and went to a great deal of trouble to drive me all over the Netherlands and make for a very nice visit. And I'm speaking of course, Joran van Straten and Ruud Stoop and Jolanda Sheepmaker, Fred Tennyson, and Robert Duper and Xandra. My thanks to them and you and everyone else that, that helped in that tour.
Well, I can tell you it was for all of us, if I can speak for the group, a pleasure to host you and to do the interviews with you and to attend your lecture. And we are all, there's a large group in the Netherlands that is doing the tweet storm because Elisabeth Trutwin is sending out many tweets and tweet examples. And many people from the Netherlands are retweeting them, including myself and many other people here. So we are supporting you and we are supporting disclosure. So, yes, we are very happy with you and very happy to make a contribution to this project to get disclosure to the White House. So, in the meantime, has any member of Congress contacted you? Any senator?
There hasn't been any contact yet. I expected that the period after the midterm election on November 4th would be, as typical, relatively quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been anything but. It's been a very unusual post midterm election period. Over the last 6 weeks, we had the, first of all, a president did an immigration presidential directive, which created a great deal of controversy. We had serious events in both New York and Missouri regarding indictments on police violence or abuse of violence that led to massive demonstrations that have gone on for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We have the issuance of the National Security Report on the CIA's interrogation and detention techniques by the Senate Intelligence Committee. And we've had, of course, the complete, the initiation of reestablishing relationships with Cuba and other things. And of course, there was some issues about the budget, which we didn't anticipate. It has been an extremely intense and highly partisan atmosphere again. And so there's just no way to, you don't compete with that. So things have been kind of pushed back a few weeks. But for your audience is edification. What's going on is trying to get hearings in the U.S. Congress on this issue. The first hearing since 1968. We've got scores of witnesses that are prepared to testify under oath. These are military agency political witnesses, rank and station. It would be a spectacular event, and it would almost certainly end the truth embargo. So the Congress has the power to do this, and all we want them to do is hold hearings and just sit and listen and ask a few intelligent questions. It is very doable, and this initiative called the Congressional Hearing Initiative was launched on November the 5th when we shipped the full 30-hour record of the citizen hearing on disclosure held in Washington last year, where we had 42 witnesses testify in a mock hearing setting at the National Press Club before six former members of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
We filmed it all, and we're able to ship non-commercial versions of that 30 hours footage in 10 DVD sets to the entire Congress. And they have, at this point, all been received. They've all arrived in Washington. Now, we did something else, though. We launched a social media storm simultaneous with the shipment to help ensure that the DVD sets are looked at and that the people are aware of them and what's coming their way. That social media campaign is based at three websites. One is facts on Washington.org, F-A-X on Washington.org. The other is disclosure.media. And then the Facebook page, for those that are on Facebook, the Disclosure Lobby, the Disclosure Lobby. And what people found there is the links that would allow them to easily locate the Twitter and Facebook accounts for about two-thirds of the House and Senate. The Facebook and Twitter is not limited to U.S. citizens. Anyone in the world can send them messages, as many as they want, as often as they want. And we have been raining messages down upon the entire House and Senate since November the 5th. There were also links to the email form pages, but those are limited U.S. citizens. you have to have an address in the state in order to, well, you have to have an address in the U.S. to email any of the 100 senators, and you have to have an address in the district for the House of Representatives, that allows you to email them. So that's more confined to the U.S., but the Facebook and Twitter is not confined to the U.S. Since then, we've been following it on the Twitter analytics, or rather the social media analytics, and we're pretty sure that over 600,000 Twitter, Facebook messages have been generated with the hashtag disclosure, and that's very important. Hashtag disclosure is key. We don't know how many were sent that did not have the hashtag. We don't know how many emails were sent, but surely a substantial impact has been kind of had there. We want the Twitter, the social media campaign to continue, though we anticipate that it'll lighten up at the end of the year. That's understandable. And then after the first of the year, we're going to shift the focus to the 180 members that sit on the committees that we're interested in. So we'll narrow it down, and we'll continue the social media campaign in January. So the message that people are sending via Twitter and via emails and Facebook is that those DVDs are in your office. Look at them. Mr. Bassett wants to meet with you. Meet with him. And we want hearings for the witnesses ready to testify on the subject, so hold them. And that's pretty straightforward. It's not complicated. The new Congress will take over on January the 3rd. 66 members are new, and the Republicans have now control the House and the Senate. That's the circumstances here that we'll be dealing with come January 3. So that's going on, and moving along pretty well. I mean, it's been pushed back a few weeks, but that's really not of significance, really. The other thing that is happening is that PRG is launching the 6th disclosure petition, and it will launch this on January the 7th. Now, this is important. This petition and all of the info can be found at another website, disclosurepetition.org, disclosurepetition.org. This petition is the 6th disclosure petition, and it is, of course, not surprisingly, about the congressional hearings. And the petition is very straightforward. It says, we petition the Obama administration to support congressional hearings for government agency political witnesses to extraterrestrial-related events and evidence. It will go up on the 7th of January, and it will have 30 days to garner 100,000 signatures. If it gets 100,000 signatures, it will generate some news, but it will also require a formal response from the White House. But more importantly, it will generate news about the congressional hearing during the exact time that I'm on the Hill trying to convince the Congress to hold the hearing. So this is all tied together. Now, the interesting thing, when you go to disclosurepetition.org, you can do a number of things. First of all, you can read the petition, see exactly how it's going to be on the White House website. You also find links to the social media campaigns that I just mentioned, right, which is going on simultaneously with this. You will also find a link to the We the People petition section on the White House website, as well as a link to where you can register. And that's important. People have to register or sign up, have an account with the White House website in order to sign petitions there. And there are many petitions, so they can go and come as they please and sign whatever petitions they like. So they have 3 weeks, essentially, to get that account set up so they have no problem signing the petition after January the 7th. And also 3 weeks to share the link to the petition, the link to disclosurepetition.org, so we can get as many people aware of this going into this, because, again, we only have 30 days to get 100,000, and believe me, it is not easy to do that. If you go there, you can see the kinds of petitions that have garnered 100,000. Now, it's notable that the only thing required to open an account is an email address, a first name, a last name, and a zip code. And I'm not even sure the zip code is required, frankly. But simple truth is, anybody in the world can sign this petition. At worst, they simply have to put a U.S. zip code in there, right? And we encourage people to do that. Some of the issues that are on that website are global. And there's no more global issue than this. And so the matter of holding hearings affects not just American citizens. It is a significant issue for everybody on this planet. And so they all have a right to petition our president, and we encourage them to do so. We have a link directly to the registration page on disclosurepetition.org, or you can go to the White House website, whitehouse.gov, and find We the People, find the registration, and set up an account. How many people have accounts, we don't know. We think there are several million that already have accounts set up at the White House for this purpose. But obviously, if you don't have one, you've got to set one up. So that is what's happening on January the 7th, and we'll see how that goes. All of this is designed to generate... by the way, simultaneously with that, right, social media campaign and the petition, we will begin in earnest a mainstream media campaign. The PRG's publicist, who is a longtime professional, is going to be working the print and television media to get this issue out there and get me on these shows. And there's other things that will be going on. So those are three things happening simultaneously, that all of January and February, to ensure that we get heard on the Hill and we get a decent shot at getting these hearings.
Well, that sounds all very challenging for all of us to participate in this and to do that. Now, I have a White House account, and of course, I'm not a U.S. citizen, but what I did is that when they needed my zip code, I put 90210.
an excellent choice. Pick your favorite U.S. zip code, throw that baby in there. 90210, of course, is Hollywood, California. But you could put a nice Washington zip code in or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sign. And then there are other petitions up there that people may find worthy of their signature. Now, the other thing your audience needs to know, if this is kind of closing the circle on the three-year effort to buy PRG to set up a situation that could trigger disclosure. The beginning of this whole project was the first disclosure petition, which you can also find at disclosurepetition.org, that was submitted to the White House on September 22, 2011. At that time, only 5,000 signatures were needed to require or get a formal response from the White House. We got those quite handily. Quite easily, and I think ultimately at 12,000 signatures. And during that period, they increased the level to 25,000. But we got our signature count. And we got a response from the White House on October the 4th of 2011. Now, you can also find that response at We the People, and there's links at disclosurepetition.org that will take you to that response, and you can read it. And that was the beginning. The White House gave a formal response that there's no evidence at all for an ET presence, no evidence for life outside the planet, no evidence that the government's been hiding anything on this subject. These are all, of course, false statements. But they were made in writing. That is the formal position, and that was a significant thing to get them in writing for the first time in history, and we did that on October 4th. So that was the beginning, and hopefully this sixth petition, the congressional hearing petition, will be the end, meaning that over the last 3 years we have done a lot to show the world and the media, to the extent they didn't already know, the huge amount of evidence that the White House claims doesn't exist at all, as well as evidence of the fact that the government has been hiding things, but the White House claims didn't happen. So obviously this is the kind of disconnect that the media can dig into when they have a formal statement to work with. When the White House's position is formally out there, they have a clear target to go after if they see contrary evidence. This is what's been missing. So we have that. And so this petition will just bring more attention. And we're hoping that a commitment from the Congress will happen sometime in February, and we'll be able to start those hearings in late February, early March. If those hearings do take place, or even just committed to, it's very likely that disclosure process will succeed, and we will get disclosure from the U.S. government, from the president, who will really have nowhere to go but to cut a deal with the Pentagon, which is what's had to happen all along, to get the necessary support that he needs and provide whatever they need, have an arrangement, a meeting of the minds, so that he can go in front of the American people and confidently disclose the ET presence. So that's what's going on. And there are people involved around the world. There are people that are participating from many countries, which is appropriate, completely appropriate on this particular issue. All right? And let's just keep our fingers crossed that we get the job done.
Yes, and let's keep the focus and keep our efforts connected and concentrated on this. Now, Stephen, you mentioned that you want to be on many shows in the mainstream media and the U.S. media in the beginning of the new year. How can I help you to facilitate this? I have contacts in the media. I do this radio show for 4 years now. Maybe I can do something for you.
Well, as I just sent out an update, and when we set up the updates, we list all of the upcoming media and the ongoing media. I've already done, 30, 40 hours of media, and I have more planned through the end of the year. And I'll give you a couple of, well, first of all, I think it's worth noting that I will be doing 2 hours on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. So I know that there are people in Europe that get this. Of course, you can get it online. I mean, people get it online, so they do. On the Monday, December 22. So that is just in the works, and there's other media schedule. Let me just see if I can bring that up. I'll get that right here. Let's see. I'm also doing BBS Radio with Liz Green on the morning of the 22nd of December. I also have interviews on the 21st and the 29th. Now, if people want to get updates about all of these developments, they need to contact my email with a subscription, not a subscription, but a request to be on an email list. And of course, the email is PRG, paradigmresearchgroup.org. You can easily find that by Googling my name, right? It comes right up at the top of Google, or the links to get all that information. So it's PRG at paradigmresearchgroup.org. Send me an email, say subscribe, you'll get on the list and you'll get updates. But as I said, on the last, on the updates, we just listed, we list all the media, we list the press releases, media coverage, and interview schedule that I'm involved in. Now, the mainstream media hasn't begun. This is primarily the alternative internet media that I've been doing, as well as some radio. Coast to Coast is really mainstream. I mean, to be fair, it is certainly mainstream, but obviously the subject matter is not mainstream. And let's see if I get these reviews. Yeah, I'm going to do Jim Paris's Blog Talk Radio show on the 21st, and then the morning show with James Clary on the 29th, but most importantly, Coast to Coast on the 22nd, 2 hours, the last 2 hours of the show. So any contacts you have in the U.S. media, of course, Martin, by all means, see if you can prompt them to get in touch with me or agree to take a call or whatever. We will do anything and everything we can, but I'm also going to continue to do media outside the U.S. Again, as I pointed out, anyone in the world can send Twitter messages and Facebook messages to most of our Congress, so they can participate in this media storm, the social media storm. Anyone in the world, frankly, can sign the petition that will go up on the 7th. So I'm more than happy to do as much foreign media as available.
Well, you know, Stephen, you will have all my support in contacting the mainstream media in the U.S. I have a couple of addresses from National Public Radio, NPR, and some others in the States. And let's see what I can do for you.
Sure, now, appreciate it.
Now, in the meantime, how can we together, as people that want disclosure, get a more narrow focus? And have you thought and brainstormed about taking action to get the attention from the mainstream media, like let's say CNN or BBC World, to get it to a broader, and to put up the pressure on the White House? Are there ways to do that?
Well, yeah, you want to get on these shows. I mean, we have lots of talk shows. We've got network talk shows. We've got news, cable channel talk shows. We got them. We're loaded. I need to get on as many as possible. That's why I've got a highly experienced publicist, who's connected to a lot of these media. They're going to be working extensively to accomplish that. Now, I've had certain supporters out there who have gotten in touch and said that they knew somebody within one of these media outlets, and they're going to approach them. That's fine. We ask anybody that has a connection to approach them. Just sending emails to them shotgun is not probably constructive. But if someone has a connection, they have a contact, somebody they know, work with, whatever, by all means, let them. I hope that they would call them and let them know what's going on.
Yeah, indeed, let them know what's going on. And I think a phone call, a personal phone call, to one of those media presenters or journalists at NPR or any other mainstream station in the States, I will give them a few personal calls and let them know what is at stake here and what is at stake for humanity and the importance of giving attention to the disclosure issue in a broad sense. So I will do that.
Fine. I appreciate that. So we have, this is the most comprehensive, I think, effort ever to get hearings. It's still in its early stages.
Mm-hmm.
The full depth of it will not really start to develop until later. We have the witnesses, though. That part isn't easy. We will have no trouble putting 40. We could put 50, 60, 70 relatively solid witnesses, political agency, military witnesses, on the Hill without a great deal of trouble. I don't think it would take that many. I think probably 25 would be enough to launch the media storm that would be needed to force the White House to finally relent on this. So we're, that part is pretty much straightforward. Now, the citizen hearing on disclosure, of course, is still around, and we'll be getting much more worldwide exposure. The main site there is, of course, Citizen Hearing, singular, citizenhearing.org. And it is now possible to download the commercial quality content. It's not too expensive. Remember, this was an extremely expensive event, and we're talking 30 hours of material here. But it is available, and the quality is very good. And eventually, fairly soon, hopefully soon, both DVD and Blu-ray sets will be available to the public. The citizen hearing is going to start getting spread far and wide. And of course, as the media starts covering the Congressional Hearing Initiative, the citizen hearing get more attention. It is the keystone to this effort. It is the center of all of this. And I believe it was an historical event, and I believe that the record of it will be considered historical. But of course, that remains to be seen. First, we have to get the job done.
Yes, and you know what is the positive news, Stephen, is that I know so many people on my Facebook. I have 2,000 followers, no more, and 5,000 contacts, the max, and many followers on Twitter, and they are all in the disclosure field. So everybody is doing it in his own way or her own way. But I see that all those people are so enthusiastic about the whole Twitter storm that is taking place right now. And I know that many people are motivated. So there's absolutely
600,000 messages already. I mean, that's not
bad.
That's only in. You realize that's only in 6 weeks.
Yeah, a relative short amount of time. So I think that we are doing a very great job. 60,000 is a lot. We need to get to 120,000 in the next 3 weeks.
No, 600,000.
600,000.
Wow. Right. So now, can we get 100,000 signatures on the petition? I don't know. It's not easy. But
it's
3 weeks to prepare. I mean, 3 weeks to spread the word, have people really spread the word and share the links that are available. I mean, the link is disclosurepetition.org, far and wide by Twitter and Facebook, and, you know. Who knows? We may have enough people ready to go that we'll get the thing rolling and it'll pick up speed. But once it's posted on the White House website, January the 7th, there's only 30 days to get those signatures. If you do not have the 100,000 at the end of 30 days, then the petition is taken down. You get a month of exposure. That's good. But the petition is taken down. Now, the first petition, of course, got the number of required signatures, and that petition is still on the White House website 3 years later, as is, of course, the response from the White House. So if we get the 100,000 signatures, the congressional hearing petition will remain up on the White House indefinitely, almost certainly to the end of the current president's term, may be taken down at that point. We have a new administration, obviously a lot of things change. But that's two more years. So there's a lot to be gained by getting 100,000. It would make a strong statement. And the fact that anyone in the world can sign the petition does give us a rather large audience. I mean, you know, it's there's a lot of people around the world that are interested in this issue, and we just need 100,000 of them to go in and sign that petition, set up an account, sign a petition. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to January with great expectations.
Oh, yes, yes. So am I, Stephen. Now, I think that once we get the mainstream media exposure, when things will get start to rock and roll, after we have hopefully had 100,000 signatures on the petition, then I think there's no more way to get around this. And I also have the feeling that even the mainstream media is getting more truthful about many events that have not such direct link with disclosure at the moment. But for example, the torture that was taking place in the CIA is being exposed right now. And 3 years ago, it would be unthinkable that mainstream media would expose this information. So I see that they're becoming more truthful.
No, there is some very powerful currents going on in the United States right now. The secret empire, as I call it, which has grown to huge proportions and has gotten out of control, has slipped away from the oversight of the executive and the congressional branch, and has been abusing its power and privilege. It's coming under enormous pressure from many directions. It's still, believe me, we have a long way to go before we reform the national security structures in the United States. But it's starting. And the media is, of course, as these revelations come forward, whether it's from WikiLeaks or whether it's from Edward Snowden or the events of the day, such as the release of the Senate's intelligence report, the media is getting, you know, re-informed that the government has been lying about an enormous amount of stuff. I mean, it virtually is institutionalized lying. Lying to the people, lying to the press, lying to themselves. And this is one of the key reasons why the United States is in serious decline, and there's great confusion here. Huge partisanship, gridlock politics, because lies breed distrust, dysfunction, whereas the truth breeds trust and function. And so this is one of the key components of America's spiral down. I'm hoping the media will realize that it is key to turning this around. I'm seeing signs of this, but it's still early. And those who thrive on what we'll call almost pathological control, greed, and amoral worldview that are in government still have a great deal of power and are capable of thwarting our best intentions. So we're at a crossroads here. I'm hoping that we'll cross over next year. I'm hoping that we're going to break through on this. And I happen to think disclosure of ET presence is the issue, the one issue that can break through the wall that has been created by this vast secret world and by and facilitated by the dysfunction of American politics. Now, there's also dysfunction in other countries, some less, some more, but not much more. The U.S. right now, in terms of the major nations, is in serious trouble. The problem is it doesn't know it, and not enough people get it. I think there are other countries that are in trouble, but they sort of know it. The U.S. is operating under a lot of illusions here. Nevertheless, it has the power to not only turn things around, but make great progress. But something has got to grab the attention of not only the politicians, but the media and the public. Again, the disclosure issue, the ET presence, that is the issue that can do it.
Yeah, I agree totally with you, Stephen. And I think for many people in power in politics, especially in the United States, it must have become clear right now that we must have reached a turning point where we have to go into another direction to use technologies that are clean, for example, zero-point energy, that is, of course, being back-engineered by those ET craft. If you believe all the witnesses who have the evidence from this. So it's definitely time to move, to change direction for the entire planet and to be more truthful and honest to the public. Now, and I know that you have spent many years doing this, and many other people are. So I think that once we are standing united, we can do this together. We can bring out this disclosure and put the pressure on the White House. And if we are divided, we fall. So I think together with a large group of informed people around the world, and by the way, this group is growing because I can see that many new people are subscribing to Facebook or already have Facebook and are becoming truth warriors, as I call them, because they see what's going on. And so more and more people are waking up. So I think the pressure on the powers that be is growing, and I think the scenario for the future is hopeful. What do you think?
Well, right now, excuse me, right now I'm at the White House website, and I'm on the We the People, in the We the People section. I'm looking at the petitions that are currently open. There are 100 petitions that are open on the White House website. Of those, only 17. Only 17 have 100,000 signatures and are awaiting a response from the President of the United States, from the White House. The number one signature has 163,873. And I think that is number one. And that petition is notable. It is very straight and to the point. We petitioned the Obama administration to pardon Edward Snowden. So, again, note the confluence here. The most signed petition on the White House website today is a petition to pardon the gentleman that released to the media huge numbers of classified files within the National Security Agency, justified on the basis of the fact the National Security Agency was surveilling huge portions of the population and the world. So you see where the sentiments are going. Now, I'm hoping that every one of those people that opened an account and signed the petition to pardon Edward Snowden will sign the petition calling for congressional hearings on the ET issue, which would help things along quite nicely if they are of that mind. We shall see. One of the ways this works is that once the petition is up there, there are people that go up and they browse around and they see it and they elect to sign it. I've done that to many petitions. So that gives you a picture. Now, some of the other petitions, let me just give you a sense. They're very international. This number two petition is calling for the deportation of a person that is currently, that was involved in a murder case in China. The third petition is asking the president to go against the Bolivarian communist expansion in Brazil. The fourth petition is to put sanctions on China for invading Vietnam territory. The fifth petition, 129,000 signatures, condemn the apartheid state of Israel for human rights. The sixth petition, bring justice to Michael Brown. Now, that is the Ferguson case. So that's the first one that is, in fact, out of the first six, that is purely U.S.-based. The eighth petition, 119 signatures, urge South Korean government and press to stop the attack against the church in the aftermath of the ferry tragedy. So, as you can see, this is a very global, international forum, and we have the most global issue of all. So I'm hoping that I'll get surprised and that this thing will go viral and people all around the world will be saying, okay, now's the time to send a clear message. How many signatures can we gather in 30 days? Can it be a number so large that the press will be astonished? It will certainly help me get on the talk shows, I guarantee you. So we're going to get things rolling here, and I know your audience will do their share.
Yeah, so I'm calling out to the audience who is listening to this live or after at the archives. Please spread as far as wide that we'll have the petition on the White House to get the disclosure initiative running. So prepare for it, sign up for an account. I'm calling out to all of you to help Stephen Bassett and the Paradigm Research Group and all the people, because it is for the greater good, it's for all of us, because we all want to know the truth, and it's very important that those hearings will take place.
And everything they need to know to participate in this petition is at one website, disclosurepetition.org. It's all right there. It's a single page. It's very straightforward. It's not complicated. They go there, they can easily see, they can look at the past disclosure petition. They can link over to the White House website. They can link over to the initial disclosure petition and the response from the White House. And of course, I will publish on the 7th of January the direct link to the White House website where they can sign the petition. Register first if they haven't, right? If they haven't already registered, then sign the petition, or just sign it if they have an account. So that link will go up when I have it on January the 7th, which I'll get that from the White House. So it's pretty straightforward, disclosurepetition.org. This is the link that needs to be shared virally as much as possible through Twitter, or through retweets and through Facebook. And of course, we're going to do our best.
Yes. Now, imagine we have over 100,000 signatures on the petition after January, Stephen. What do you think is the scenario that will happen in the media world?
Well, remember, there's three things going on in January. One is the social media campaign directed right at Congress. That will continue. The other is the mainstream media campaign, which is going on. And then, of course, this petition. So if this petition garners 100,000 signatures, it will attract more media attention. I will obviously make a big deal of it. In other words, I'll work with the media activity. And by letting everyone know that, well, we're going to be getting another response from the White House now about whether they will support these hearings. In other words, to support a simple investigative process to try to get the truth, get to the bottom of this. And that will be newsworthy. And so every extra signature, every extra 1,000 signatures that turn up there on that site is going to be more persuasive to the media that they need to look at this. And of course, they'll be getting the approach in other directions. So it's fairly straightforward. Now, there are petitions up there right now that also have 100,000 signatures. But in all due respect, this one is dealing with an issue more profound than any of these other petitions. This is the most important issue in the world today, with the most important implications for the human race. Ending this truth embargo will open up the door to, we believe, the sequestered technologies, which absolutely should have been out and under development in the public domain long ago. We absolutely have to have access to these ET-derived technologies or ET vehicle-derived technologies. And so that's just for openers. There's just so many reasons why this has got to, we've got to move on here. So there is a lot riding on this, and it's going to pretty much, I didn't know exactly how the timing would come down, but it's pretty much going to come down to the month of January. The new Congress starts on January the 3rd. The media campaign starts at the same time. The petition goes up on January the 7th. Of course, the social media campaign will have generated 1 million messages by then. So this is the month. If it all comes together properly in January, I think we can get the commitment, and if not, actually have the hearings underway by the end of February.
Well, I'm sure many people are motivated and committed to help us all out, and I'm again calling out to do this petition in January. And Stephen, we have about 10 minutes left in the show. Are there any callings you want to bring out to the listeners, or any ideas, any important information that I have not asked you, but that you want to share in the last 10 minutes?
Well, yeah. There are many resources out there. One resource is, and I'm trying to get that up right now, there is a lot of disclosure-related material at the website iEvolveTV.com. My production manager, Ron James Film, has created a very significant website called iEvolveTV.com. That's iEvolveTV.com. And there are a lot of disclosure-related materials there, including a recent interview, a long interview that I gave, which you can view there in their auditorium section. So I commend people to go and visit iEvolveTV.com and avail themselves of a lot of the disclosure-related material that is there. The other thing I'll mention is that there is a significant political reality in America that may be very helpful. And that is that we have a president who has had a very rough 6 years, put it mildly. And the Republican Party, the opposition party, just took over the other house of Congress, the Senate. And so they now control the Congress. And what is happening, and so we have what is what we call a lame duck president. I don't know if that translates, but it's basically a duck with a bad leg, meaning that the president can't run again. And it's the last period of his administration. And worse, the Congress is now held by the opposition party. So there's this sense that you really can't do much, you can't accomplish anything. This is not the way it ought to be. This is one of the flaws in our system here. We need to work on that. But the two-party system that we have creates these periods of inaction because of the structure. Nevertheless, our president has been taking some rather dramatic steps. Using presidential directors, he has significantly impacted the immigration issue, which got, of course, the opposition intensely upset. He's taken other measures, and then as of yesterday, he did something even more extraordinary. But this was not executive action. This was his prerogative as president. He began the process to end the embargo of Cuba after 53 years. Of course, my feeling is, that's one embargo. Now let's do another one. But what we have here is a president who is frustrated. He has not been able to pursue the policies that he wanted to and his party wanted to because of an extremely difficult, highly partisan, very ugly six-year period in the U.S. So he's wanting to establish his legacy. He's wanting to make a difference going out the door. Well, what can I say? We have for him the ultimate make a difference issue and the ultimate legacy creator. And his timing could not be better. And so I note with interest that this is going on. And simultaneous with that, there are, of course, other indicators that things are moving at a more rapid pace. And for example, the Catholic Church continues to make statements about extraterrestrials. And NASA continues to release teasers about water and extent water on Mars and life, past life, or even current life on Mars. Well,
this is all part of their drip acclimatization program they've been doing forever, forever. But nevertheless, it's speeding up. And this is only going to draw more attention to the ET issue. Carl Sagan is famously stated once, and I paraphrase, if they find one living cell not on the Earth, the planet Earth, meaning somewhere else, the Mars, the Venus, whatever, that means the whole galaxy is filled with living, with life. Well, they're getting really close to that. Now, all of this is orchestrated. I assure you that NASA, is at least people within NASA, have known about the ET presence forever. And the government, of course, is aware of the ET presence. So all of this is part of an orchestrated effort with perhaps good intentions to draw this out, because they feel that is what's in the best interest of the American people. But it's no longer in our best interest. So NASA is taking measures. The Catholic Church is taking actions. The media is doing more coverage. Sightings are in the increase. Witnesses continuing to come forward, though we do have a few are losing to death, unfortunately, but more are coming forward to take their place. And so, again, we have the opportunity to close the deal here, as we say, to put the soccer ball in the net, all right? In other words, we worked our way up to the goal. We're near the penalty box. People will concentrate, get involved right now. I think we can score a goal here, get this done. Notice I used the soccer as opposed to the football analogy. Showing my worldliness.
Yeah, well, it's a very clear analogy, and I like the analogy because we are getting into the heat of the night, into the heat of the game, you know? The peak of the game where it gets exciting. So I'm going to call out to all the listeners in the world who are at home in the UFO ET information to help us out. And what is again the name of the website to get the petition for the White House, Stephen?
Everything you need to, everywhere you need to go and everything you need to know is all at disclosurepetition.org. It's a very short, simple page, but believe me, it's all you need. The announcement will go up there. Of course, it'll be published elsewhere, but the announcement will go up there. The link will be published there. But right now, you can see the petition. You can also jump over from there to the White House website and set up your We the People account so that you can sign the petition in seconds once it is operational.
Well, you know, we are the people, and we are together, united, we are strong. Divided, we fold. United, we can thrive, and we can use our power to change the paradigm and to end the truth embargo. So thank you, Stephen, for being on the show, and I wish you good luck with George Noori and all the other interviews. And email me when you need my help. I will, in the meantime, in the beginning of January, do some phone calls to some media outlets, NPR and others, to get you media coverage. So thank you for being here, and I wish you all the best of luck with your campaign.
You're welcome, Martin, and I look forward to my next visit to this wonderful country.
Yes, and next time stay at my place. You're welcome to stay at my parents. We have a beautiful farm with a beautiful place in nature. You will love it. We are 5 minutes from the sea. We have a beautiful spot there.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Greetings to Veronica and all the wonderful people you work with, and I hope to see you soon again.
Yes, indeed. Good night.
Okay. To all my listeners who have been listening, love and light to you all. Stay strong and keep focused. And next week, another show on this station. So stay tuned and thank you. Bye-bye.